91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Harder and a runaway. And that's Elton John with Eric Clapton with Runaway Train from the Lethal Weapon 3 soundtrack, the third movie in the Danny Glover, Mel Gibson series that Eric Clapton did the soundtrack music to with Michael Kamen and David Sanborn. But that song was included in the movie soundtrack. It was just Elton John and Eric Clapton, and it appeared on Elton John's album, The One, as well, because it's more considered an Elton John song than an Eric Clapton song. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm Gary Alt, your host, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to be playing all things associated with Eric Clapton tonight, whether it's his solo material or material with groups that he was a member of, or work that he did with many, many different artists, including even some of his soundtrack music. We might get to some of that later. We'll see. But we have a question of the week. I'm going to call it the question of the week for now on. I never liked, you know, calling it the trivia question, even when I was doing the Beatles show, The Cavern, because it's like, I don't know, it just makes it sound like this doesn't really matter. It's trivial, which some of the questions are. Of course, they're just kind of silly, but I'm going to call it the question of the week. How about that? So if you know the answer to this, and you'd like to call in with the correct answer and potentially win the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant in Newton, New Jersey, maybe you could take note of this number, 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the only thing I can guarantee you is that if you call too soon, that you're not going to get through. So wait till I'm finished asking the question. It's a pretty simple one this week, or pretty succinct, I should say. What is the name... what is the album that Eric Clapton is associated with that is known as the Beano album? So what album is also known as the Beano album? B-E-A-N-O. 908-852-4545. Let's listen to Cream. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Eric Clapton with Cream, with Stepping Out from the Live Cream Volume 2 album. That was incorrectly labeled Hideaway on the initial release of that album, and I've got that version of it. I don't know if it's worth any money. It's got my handwriting on it, too, so it probably isn't worth anything. But anyway, that's Stepping Out, not Hideaway, from Live Cream Volume 2. And we got several correct answers to the trivia question, so you can, don't call in for that anymore. But, you know, if you want to call in to request something or just talk a little bit, that's okay, as long as I have time to do it. Always appreciate the calls and the kudos and the encouragement. So we're going to take a short break now and play a little bit more Eric Clapton, Cream, what have you, here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
On the Media is all about print, broadcast, and the internet.
And civil liberties, we do a lot on that.
Mm-hmm. The show is about technological utopia and creepy dystopia.
Law and lawbreakers.
Blowhards and liars.
Mainly, though, On the Media is about an hour. Please spend it with us.
Sunday mornings at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Arts Quest, presenting the Music Fest Cafe at the Arts Quest Center at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The Music Fest Cafe offers live entertainment throughout the year. Coming to the Music Fest Cafe on Thursday, July 24th, Dave Mason's Traffic Jam. Tickets and information can be found at artsquest.org or by phone 610-332-3378.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Walking me, come on, baby. Please take a little walk with me. Back to that same old place where we long to be. Walk out on the old avenue.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. Thank you.
me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, and I'm good to you. There ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Baby, and I got to you. I bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a little diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, everything. Yes, love makes me treat you the way that I do.
And going back to the beginning of that set, we started out with Take a Little Walk With Me, and that is from the 2010 release Clapton, his second album with just his name in it, the first one being Eric Clapton, that one being Clapton. But the thing is that the only way you could get that song is if you got it through, let's see, Barnes & Noble or Best Buy. I don't know why they do it that way. I guess they try to make more money, but it seems to me it's sort of a losing proposition. But in any event, except for fanatics like me that have to collect it in both places. So Take a Little Walk With Me. And got a little message from Tony Harpdog Sky, the harmonica player that's a friend of the station and us. And he thought it sounded like Jerry Portnoy. It sure does. And I know Jerry's done a lot of work with Clapton, but it's actually someone by the name of Kim Wilson that's playing harmonica on that track. And then we heard Outside Woman Blues, classic Cream track from Disraeli Gears. And then we heard The Calling Jam. That's not the original The Calling from the Supernatural album from Santana, but it's from a re-release double CD featuring the first CD remastered, and as well as a bunch of outtakes, jams, and things like that. And that's The Calling Jam featuring Eric Clapton. Finally, we ended with G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You? That's from Bill Wyman and the Rhythm Kings, and they did several albums, a couple of which feature Eric Clapton, but he's got a lot of different guest artists on there. That's the album called Any Way the Wind Blows, and the track we heard was G Baby Ain't I Good to You, including Georgie Fame, Graham Bond, Bill Wyman on bass, guitar, Eric Clapton, Terry Taylor, Dave Hartley, Nick Payne, Frank Mead, and backing vocalists Melanie Redman, Keeley Smith, and Debbie Doss. So a lot of different people on that album. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, Gary Ault. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to play a track that's sort of rare. It was the B-side of an Eric Clapton single and from the Behind the Sun album, and you might not have heard it before. And, you know, you may or may not like it. I'm not really sure. I think there's probably a reason why it hasn't made much of an appearance, but we're going to play it for you anyway after the break.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Be sure to join us in E-Town this week. We'll be bringing you the Wood Brothers, two extremely talented siblings, plus one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters, Gretchen Peters, and the winner of the Achievement Award this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The State Theater, New Jersey, welcomes John Hiatt and the Combo and the Robert Cray Band on Saturday, July 19th at 8 p.m. The State Theater is located on Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick. Tickets and information available at statetheaternj.org or by phone 732-246-SHOW for John Hiatt and the Combo and the Robert Cray Band at the State Theater, New Jersey.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Help! WNTI needs your help. Doing what, you ask? Well, directing cars into the parking areas at WNTI Stage, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. We give you all the tools you need, and you get to be the ambassador to the festival. The first impression. Welcome the music lovers to WNTI Stage with a smile. 2 hours of volunteering gets you the rest of the day in the festival for free. Recruit a friend or family member and become a parking team. Contact Melanie Teal for more information. Hey, that's me. And sign up for our WNTI Street Team, T-H-I-E-L-M, at centenarycollege.edu or 908-979-4355. WNTI Stage 2014, where great live music lives.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so what was that? Well, that was called End Jam, and that's from an album called Super Show. Actually, it's a DVD, VHS tape as well, called Super Show, which was basically a sort of documentary put together in 1969 and filmed over a two-day period in an abandoned linoleum factory in a town called Staines, England, which is in Surreyshire near London, the county or shire where Eric Clapton was born and bred and still lives mainly. And that was Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, and a whole bunch of other people. Do you really want me to tell you? Let's see. It was Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, Stephen Stills on guitar, Duster Bennett on harmonica. That's actually his mouth organ on the album. And a whole bunch of other people. So that was the End Jam. Not the best quality, but we thought you might be interested in it. And then we heard Jailbait. That's an unusual track. I'm not sure if you like it or not. I think there are probably a couple of reasons why it didn't really get released on an album and didn't really enjoy much airplay, but it's a song called Jailbait, and it's the B-side of the single She's Waiting, which was a release from the Behind the Sun album. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we asked the question of the week earlier today, and we got a number of correct answers, a couple of good guesses, and five actually good correct answers. The first one from our friend Bob from Dingman's Ferry. Or is it just Dingman's? I think it's Dingman's Ferry. But he declined to accept the gift certificate because he thought someone else could use it because he's a good friend of the station, so we appreciate that. So it went to Frank from Marstown, who got the correct answer. Also, Dave from Newton, Jim from Andover, and our old friend Trevor B. Power, who has no right texting me trying to win a gift certificate. Now, he wasn't really trying to do that. He just said that was an easy one, and he answered it correctly. So the question was, what is the album that is associated with Eric Clapton that is commonly known or also known as the Beano album? And the answer is John Mayall with Eric Clapton, Blues Breakers, released in 1966. The reason they call it that is because on the cover of the album, the band is kind of sitting there up against the wall, and Eric Clapton is looking at a comic book that was, in England at the time called The Beano. And he's looking disinterested, and there's a story behind it. But in any event, Frank gets the gift certificate. So we're going to play something from that album right now. We're going to hear Key to Love.
I wanna help you, honey. Let me see you again. Hurts my soul, babe, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when I find the key to love. Put a smile on your face and dry away your tears. Life is bound to get better as you live, yeah. Hurts my soul, baby, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when I find the key to love. The one you waited for, come along and find you. Turn the key door. That's my soul, babe, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when you find the key to love.
And that was Glad from the 2010 Crossroads DVD release. And that was Steve Winwood with Eric Clapton. And let's put something on in the background. What we're listening to in the background is a track called, what is it called? It's from the Lethal Weapon 3 soundtrack, and it's called God Judges Us by Our Scars. So, and I say up next is E-Town, and we can expect to hear the Wood Brothers and Gretchen Peters on that show. And then Mike the Hippie will not be here, but I will. I'm going to get something to eat and come back and treat you to the midweek jam my way. And after that, we'll enjoy the Underground Garage. No, Keller Cellar. 91 Mind, WMTI, public radio from Centenary College. And we'll talk to you, see you, listen in about an hour.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WMTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WMTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.